welcome to Killer Cross Space. This is episode 29. This is the fifth episode out of six victims I'll be covering. Like I said, episode 7, we'll kind of tie it all in together. But I know I'm going to pronounce this girl's name wrong. I'm sorry. But it's Amy Mihajlovic or something. I'll just call her Amy. But she was born on December 11th, 1978 in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm not sure when she moved to Ohio, but on October 27th, 1989, Amy would go to the shopping plaza after school. A girl would notice Amy waiting on someone, and eventually a man arrived. He would lean down to whisper something to Amy, and then the man would put his arms around her shoulders, and they would walk away together. The girl assumed it was Amy's father who had picked her up, because she had never seen him before, so she wasn't sure. But Amy's body would be found near New London, Ohio, on February 8, 1990. She had been stabbed. Evidence found at the scene of the crime suggested Amy's body was probably dumped there shortly after her abduction. They would find a yellow gold-colored fiber on her body. And it did seem the killer also took some of her stuff from Amy that included horse riding boots, a backpack, a binder, earrings in the shape of horse heads. But blood was found in her underwear, and at the time they believed it was Amy's blood, so they thought she might have been raped or sexually abused. It'd be mentioned that sometime that week that a man had called Amy at home after school when she was home alone. He would say stuff like, "I work with your mother," and about her mother getting a promotion. He continued with, if she met him at the plaza after school, he'd take her shopping to pick out a present for her mother, and not to tell her either. It needed to be a surprise. Amy would tell her brother and a friend about the phone calls from this creepy individual. Later on, it would turn out that at least three other girls had received phone calls around the same time. They were roughly the same age as Amy. The man who called would say the same things, that he worked with, you know, either their mother or their father, and he told them he needed their help to pick out a present for them and ask them to come with him to the store. None of them would fall for the man's story. There was some talk that the girls' numbers were unlisted. So the question is, how did the man get their numbers? Well, jump to 2006. The investigators learned that Amy and the other girls who had received the calls all had visited the local Lake Erie Nature and Science Center, which had a logbook for visitors assigned at the front door. The three girls were questioned if they remembered writing their names and numbers down on the logbook, and a couple felt that they had, which this might include their addresses and stuff too. They were also given a name of a suspect and asked if it rang a bell. Sadly, it did not. There is a report in 2007 that a suspect in the case has retained legal counsel. To this day, nobody has been charged with Amy's murder. So the question is, who killed Amy?